Hi, everybody, and welcome to another podcast on ForsythSports365.com. My name's Doug Thomas. I'm your host for today, and it's a Wednesday. So if it's Wednesday, I'm in the field house. That means we have a coach's corner. And I can't do a coach's corner without the coach. And he's sweating like crazy because he's been out running and, you know, getting another workout in. He has workouts in the morning and the afternoon, but he gives time to us. So, Coach Thompson, how you doing today? And welcome.
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me again, Doug.
Okay. First off, I'd like to thank you again for being here. And I want to talk about, obviously, I'm by myself again today, and I hate that. But a little update on Greg Golden. Greg had, as we talked about, had surgery a few weeks ago, and he was out recovering, but there was some complications. He's doing okay now, but he had to have another surgery last week, and they kept him in the hospital a couple days, which is why I apologize we didn't have a coach's corner last week, you know, following the North Atlanta game and heading into the bye, because Greg is on the back end. Even though Greg can't be with me physically here, he produces everything that we do on the coach's corner and the live game. It all goes to him then, and he then takes it and gets it, does his magic to get it out onto Forsyth Sports website so that you guys can all listen to it. But anyway, Greg is going to be recovering, and unfortunately the doctors have said, hey, we think you need to put the football season on hold for the year. And what I mean by that is coming physically with us in person. And he's really bummed. He's upset about it, and we are too, because we love having him here. But as I told him, it's like him going on being a football player going on injured reserve. And you know what? He just needs to rehab now and get ready for next year. So, Greg, keep doing that, and we look forward to having you. All right, Coach, so let's get into a little bit of the, obviously, football talk, which is why we're here. And Friday night, obviously, was a tough game, and we'll talk about that. But as a coach, I'd like you to go back and listen and talk about how do you do a comparison? How do you talk to your players and handle a comparison when you look at the go back and look at the North Atlanta game, which was tough from a travel aspect, getting down there. The game was late starting. It was a late night game. You didn't even have locker rooms to go to. And the team played outstanding against a really good North Atlanta team. And then we come this week, last week on, you know, on Friday night, to play, you know, while the record doesn't show it, that is a very good Alpharetta team. You could see it on the field. But it was just like a tale of two teams from South Forsyth, the way that South played. So talk about, as a coach, how you handle that and how you handle that during the week with your players.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you try to avoid as a coach. I think that that's your main task, is to keep things focused on what's important. And we've done a pretty good job of that leading up to this game. But like I said, I think if you had a pin in on what was the problem, well, it's maturity. And I think we're still immature. We allow emotion to dictate how we play. You know, we lost the game on defense, and I don't think there's any question about that. And I think when you talk about it, it's tackling. Well, what is tackling? How do you teach that? And you know what it is? It's a want to, is what it is. And what we came down to was, we weren't prepared. Our process going into that week just wasn't correct. And I think we let exterior things, we let things that maybe weren't important to us as a football team start to distract our minds. And then from there, when you're down, now our head's hung because there's other events going on later. You know, if I had a pin in, I think that's what it is. And all this is just maturity. This is just something you've got to overcome. You have to perform regardless of what's going on in your life. And I don't think we were able to do that, and it showed.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you started with the defense, because that's normally we started with the offense, but I wanted to start there because definitely unexpected. I mean, Alpharetta, definitely a good team. They had a great running back. The quarterback's a big, big quarterback. But this was a team that they lined up, and they were basically showing you, and you could tell. I guarantee you stand there can tell. They're saying, this is what we're doing. We're going to hand this ball off 90% of the time, and we are going to run it, and you're going to have to stop it. And you had, like you said, most of the time, a lot of times you got nine guys up at the line of scrimmage, and it was like we were playing on our heels. We were playing on our heels, and as you mentioned, it's easy to say no tackling and everything, but that's, you know, what it came down to is this guy, there was a lot of high tackling, everything, and they would start on him. He would carry him for 5 yards.
So when you're outmanned, you know, call it that. If there's a bigger, faster opponent, a bigger lineman in front of you, you have to use what's available to you. And what that is you can control the velocity of your hit. to diagnose, break down, and do those things that maybe is fine when you're equally matched, those don't work in those situations. And we learn that the hard way. Like, you've got to maintain speed. You've got to accelerate through plays, accelerate through defenders, through blocks. And we didn't do that. We kind of just waited. You know, we watched the play develop. We're on our heels, on skates at times, trying to shed a block and jump on somebody's back. I mean, it looked as if there was a Pop Warner team out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that as a coach that's, you know, one, you know, really frustrated. You just kind of, you want to do it for them. Mm-hmm. And you know how to stop it as a player. Like, you've got to be the want to. You've got to hit this with a velocity. It's like the old thing I've heard with tackling is it's like throwing knives at the ball carrier. And if you're not doing that, if you want to be this guy that's fundamentally break down, tackle correctly, if you're outmanned, those things sometimes don't work. You've got to just run through like a missile and do what you can do. Shoot low and be lower than your opponent. We just didn't do that, and we never got to it. And we kept preaching it, and we just never got to it. So you talk about frustration as a staff, as a coach, like, that's what that is. And throughout my career, I've been through two other games like this. And, I mean, it's just very, very hard to handle when you want to play, you know, a little bit more than the kids do. But in their defense, the kids, they are the best kids I've ever coached. Fantastic people. They prepare great. They do all those things. But for us to be successful, we have to completely focus on football and team and have a process getting to the game. And we do not right now. I think we allowed homecoming. We allowed foolishness to kind of enter our minds. And you know what? This is the first time, I think, where it actually showed up on the field, where other things showed up on the field. And that was that part of it, man. You know, you want to do it for him. You wish that just, you know, wasn't that way, but it was. Night's over, and we got to move on.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that you talked about other things like homecoming and outside influences and everything, you know, which is, that's the tough part. Well, these are high school kids, and, you know, these are the things that they do. But I know that is definitely frustrating to you. So a game like this, you know, let's go back and let's talk about the beginning of the game. I mean, you guys get the ball. That first drive, you were doing everything at will. I mean, I was confident you're just going to go down the field and walk into the end zone, everything. And then talk a little bit about, do you think when the adversity of the fumble happened, that just, it was like a light switch that went on and off on this team and went, oh my gosh, here we go?
I think you're dealing with two teams that don't have an identity. They're trying to figure out who they are as a team. And Alpharetta was that. Now, I will say Alpharetta is a very, like, they are better than you, their record dictates. And they are somebody that can, if they decide to play football, which they did against us, they are going to be very hard to stop. They are very hard to stop. So, I mean, credit to that staff and to those kids. But here we are. They're 1-whatever. You know, our record is 2-3 or whatever we were. We're rolling down the sidelines here. You know, the first two plays were two penalties on them. We got a first down. We didn't even stop the ball yet. So here we are, okay? And then you go back, we fumble the ball. Okay, so now it's become, they're jumping up and down. We suddenly are going, you know, and then they hit us with run plays, which we kind of saw coming, and we weren't able to stop. So they punch it in, and then they go for two. It's 8-0. At that point, this game is completely different from what it may look like at 7-0 us. I'm saying that to say, when you're immature, you're emotional. When you're emotional, those things matter. And right now, those things matter to us because we don't have the maturity yet to overcome emotion and just play football and just get to the next play. So, you know, and it goes back to this. Like, so how did we fumble? What was the process going in? Why did we fumble? Right? So, like, have we worked fumble drills? Well, of course. But I know from experience, when you carry the ball, if you are strong, it's like a prideful thing that you don't want to let it go. You know, so have we been lifting the correct ways? This is going back. Now we're talking about May, June. You know, are we doing everything in those months to get us to where we're in that situation? That ball doesn't not just come out, but there's no chance of it coming out. That's what I question as a coach. Like, where did we mess up in our process to get to that point where we can just roll it on the floor and feel like that's okay, or we can overcome that? We cannot overcome a fumble. It's completely detrimental to us. So I've got to figure out what we need to do to get us feeling like we're strong.
Mm-hmm.
Ball doesn't come out.
Yeah. And then, so when you have a game like this, that, like I said, we started as a positive, you know, with us rolling down the field, you fumble, and then, you know, it completely, you know, even though we were not out of this game at halftime, if you look at it, but you could still see the way, you know, that it didn't, it wasn't flowing well. Talk about as a coach then, what do you do at halftime to try to get these kids back in this ball game? And then how frustrating is it to know that when you went out, that second half was even worse?
Yeah, it goes back to immaturity, right? So, like, if we're emotional, okay, then let's be emotional. So then we try to hear in the staff, I'm yelling at my staff, I'm yelling at the kids. Let's be emotional then. Let's see how that takes us. Mm-hmm. And we get outside, and sure enough, I was right. You can't play with emotion. Mm-hmm. Not this team.
Yeah.
We're not built that way. So, like, I try to do it your way. Like, okay, here we go. Let's just do that. Let's do what you guys are used to. So I lose my mind in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Everybody is all excited. We're going to go out there, and guess what? You lost by more. The point of that is maybe now you understand this isn't, if you ride this emotional roller coaster, you will lose and lose big and be embarrassed like we were last week. So anyways, I'm saying all that to say, even thinking about it, it's getting me frustrated. I really don't want to talk about it anymore, Doug. I just want to move on with life.
Yeah, I can imagine, and I appreciate you. There's nothing tougher than coming in and doing one of these after a game like that. So we really appreciate you doing that. But I will say, to me, watching that game, there was still some positives when I look at it. I mean, yes, the score was completely lopsided, but let's look at the offensive line. The pass protection was actually pretty good. Yes, Will had to scramble, but it wasn't like he was getting sacked all the time. I thought Will did played a really strong game because he had to run the ball so well. He made some good decisions, and I will tell you this, he took some big hits too. For a kid that weighs 150 pounds or whatever, and one of them looked like a late hit in the backfield that I was surprised that he got up from, but very tough. Braden Hammond, I thought, had some really good runs and everything. So there are some positives to take from that heading into, you know, the next game.
Yeah, you know, as a program, you go into I took this program over to build it into, you know, where are we going to be in 2-3 years? So then you look at it, you know, you kind of cut that up, you classify it by position. The standard that Will Watkins has set at quarterback is at the standard that I want it to be at. He's progressed. He understands progressions. He understands football, offenses, protections, schemes, routes, concepts, all those things. And he plays at the level, he's starting to calm down and play at the level that we need him to. That to me is, that's awesome, right? You look at Braden Hammond, it's the same thing. He's setting the standard. So quarterback standard is set. Running backs, you know, Kingston, you know, hopefully coming along, running standard is going to be set. The question then shifts again. I know we're talking about offense, but like the question then shifts to like defense. Where are we there? Is the standard for South Forsyth football going forward there? And it's not. Positionally, our linebackers were not doing it the way we should be doing. D-line is not doing it the way we should be doing. And these are things that we have in the next 4 games here to change so that when the new group of players come into this program, this is the standard. This is how you play ball. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take us about 2 or 3 years. I'm proud of a few positions right now, but we've got to really establish those standards in each position.
I can tell you, I will say, like I said, there is nobody, I want to make sure you know this, there is nobody that's taking that one game and looking at this is the way this team is. I mean, because you can still see a huge difference of what this team is versus what it was. And the main, you know, yeah, you're going to have times like this that it looks like you've went backwards, but you're not. And you know what? And you can see that this team is moving in the right direction. It's got the right coaching staff. It's got the right mentality. And as you said, it's going to take time. You got to overcome those humps and get that consistency and everything. So, so appreciate that and appreciate all the comments. And you know what? The game's over. Let's move on. But unfortunately, it doesn't get any easier other than the drive's a little shorter this coming up. And it's definitely short for me. I live a mile away from West. So, but we go to West Forsyth High School, which is obviously having a fantastic year so far. Very solid. They seem solid in all aspects of ball. So maybe just kind of give our listeners a little update and recap of what you expect to see from them on the offense and defensive side of the ball.
They're the most complete team we've faced. Very good offensive line, very good quarterback, very good running back, very good receivers. Defensively, it's the same kind of thing. Defensive line is solid. Linebacker's solid. So there's no holes in this team. But, you know, when I talk about the kids, if they can win their individual matchup, if you're a receiver, can you beat this corner? And yes, you can, right? So that's your focus, is to win your individual matchups. If we win enough individual matchups, we may win a play, right? If we win a play, how many can we win? Like, that's the question. How many plays can we win? If we win enough, you know, where are we at in the fourth quarter? And that's the way you want to kind of approach this thing. And what I told the kids is, like, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer is one bite at a time, right? So, like, that's what this is going to come down to. We are able to win our one-on-one matchups. Can you do that? And can you do that enough? Can we be consistent enough across the board to put us in the situation in the fourth quarter? And those answers, you know, I don't have. And we have to learn as a team. But if you thought that it was bad last week, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's where the kids also have to be real. Like, if you show up like you did last week, it's going to be bad again. So we have to get better. We have to be more mature. And I think they've done a good job of it this week. And, you know, I'm proud of that. And ultimately, I'm proud of the kids. You're just disappointed right now, you know, and this week is disappointing. But at the same time, man, we got to bounce back. And that's what's great about high school football, is every Friday we get another chance. So here we are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so, talking about that, when you come off a game like against Alpharetta, how has practice been this week? How do you come in on, you know, I mean, obviously we know you guys are here, you're watching film and all that on Sunday, but on Monday morning, how do you come in and have that conversation with them to say, guys, that one's over with, it's done with, and we got to move on and get ready?
Yeah, I challenged the staff. We had to be on top of them. So we've been coaching a little bit harder than we have before. But for the kids, it's really has been a good practice, a good week of practice.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. Well, I tell you what. Thank you again. Like I said, there's nothing tougher. It's fun when there's a big win, or even a close game that might be a loss, but it's still that's frustrating. But it's folks. It's not easy to come in and talk about that and be very honest about what's going on. And I'm glad to hear it. And thank you very much for doing that. Couple things. If you want football, we got plenty of it this week. If you want some football, we have tonight. We have the freshmen are playing here against West, and then tomorrow night the is JV at West? Is that where the JV will be at West tomorrow night? So you can go to both games and have a good time. And then, of course, Friday night we will be at West Forsyth High School, kickoff at 7:30. And you know what? We know the product's going to be good on the field. We know you're going to be ready, and that's the main thing, is go out there and have a good time and do what you can do and do your best. And then for myself, I will be with my partner, Todd Spencer. We will actually be, if anybody wants to take a picture from the stands, this is one where we get to be out in the elements with you. We'll be set up on a table right outside the press box. It's really a fun atmosphere over there. They put us a table up right outside the press box, and we'll be outside directly in front of the West band. So we'll see what happens there. We'll have a good time with that. But anyway, Todd and I will get the broadcast started at 7 p.m. We're looking forward to it. And then as always, we appreciate you, Coach, and having us on the Coach's Corner. And so for myself, Doug Thomas, for the Coach, James Thompson, this is another broadcast on ForsythSports365.com. And Greg, again, we miss you. Thanks for putting it all together for us, and we'll talk to you guys soon.